truth is, I'm not going to have time to deal with the whole Haggadah today, so we're going to just choose a very small part of it. When actually you look at the Haggadah, there is something, if you look at it as a newcomer, which might strike you as being a bit strange, and that is this. First of all, it contains some apparent contradictions. Hashata Avdei, now we are slaves, but we're celebrating freedom. We lean with relaxation for freedom when we eat the matzah, but we are saying we're suffering with the morrow. There seem to be certain ideas where we say on the one hand Shir Chodosh and then we say Shira Chadosha with two different meanings. And one wonders whether there are contradictions. The truth is we are celebrating. We are celebrating our way out into freedom, but we're not quite where we want to get to. Hence there's a slight paradox. The Haggadah, though, is not really a sippur, a telling of a story. On Purim, just a couple of weeks ago, we read a story, a Pasumei Nisa, of Esther. And it had a beginning, and it had a middle, and it had an end. That story was what you can call a sippur, the mitzvah of telling a story. This is what happened, the facts. Achashverosh, Haman, Esther, etc. Comes the Haggadah. There is a mitzvah to tell the story of the coming out from Egypt. But really, a lot of it isn't really telling a story. Everybody who wants can come in and eat. Okay, we start saying that we were slaves prior to Egypt, but blessed be God who made us promises, and that there would be this business of 400 years, and the promises that God made to Avraham Avinu, what happened before, what will happen after. And there are four different sons, the Chochom and the Rosh and the Thomas Sheni Delishol, and in every single generation that tried to wipe us out with anti-Semitism, etc., etc. So really, the Haggadah isn't just telling a story, although part of it is. The actual essence of the story, it's saying to you, is very much an individual thing. You have a mitzvah to tell the story, but there are different ways of telling the story, because you've got four sons to whom each of you will speak differently. The Chochom, the Rosh, the Tom, the Sheino, the Alishal. So that the telling of the story of the Sippur Yetziyas Mitzrayim can relate very much differently to different people. And I'd like to concentrate today particularly on the Chochom. Because the Chochom, you might say, well, what does he need this all for? He knows everything. If we look into the Haggadah text, which you've got into your first page, down the first column on the right, near the bottom, Chochom Mahu Omer. What does the Chochom say? Mo Ha'edus V'Achukim V'Mishpotim Hashem Tzivo Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. He wants to know everything. He wants to know about the Eidos, the Chukim, all the different kinds of laws that there are, which Hashem has commanded. It says Eschem you. Some say, why does he say you and not us, like the Russia says you? But he doesn't divorce himself from everybody else. Eschem can mean with you. Or we could say he's a child and he's still learning, so he's talking about the mitzvahs which the adults are responsible for. V'alchato emolai, you will tell him kehilchos ha-Pesach. You will explain to him the laws of Pesach. Ein machtirin acha Pesach afikomon. Many say this means until the last halacha of Pesach, which is you don't eat anything after your afikomon. So the dinim of Pesach are all about the spring cleaning and the chametz and the kashering and the preparation for Seder night. And comes the end of Seder night. Once the end of Seder night comes, then it's just Yom Tov again. So the last halacha is Ein Maftirin Achav Pesach Afikom. The next page of your handout is an extract from the Maharal. The Maharal of Prague writes in Gevurah Hashem about the mitzvah of telling the story of the coming out of Egypt. So if I go quickly through some of what he says of Perek Sheni, mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, it's a mitzvah l'saper b'tzias mitzrayim, to tell the story of the coming out of Egypt, leil rishon shel chagamas, the first night of Pesach, or mitzvah zos pirsha Rambam, zichrono livracha, the Rambam explains it, perek zayin hilchos chametz matzah, she mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, tichsiv zokar esiyam hazeh asher tosim mitzrayim. Now he gives a little drasha here. You have to remember the day that you came out of Egypt, just like it says, you shall remember the Shabbos to keep it holy. How do you know it's on the 15th of Nisan, Talmud Loma? Because it says, you shall tell your son on that day. Because of this, namely the Kom Pesach, when you have Matzah Morah standing before you, and even if you don't have a son, because it says, even great wise people, one has to tell the story of the coming out of Egypt, because anyone who lengthens on the words, that is praiseworthy. This means, because this mitzvah of Zohar, remembering the coming out of Egypt. It means specifically on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Compared to the remembering the Shabbos, because that is where Shabbos itself, when Shabbos comes in. Then this mitzvah of the Egypt remembering its Hainu B'Knisas Chagamatzo, so that also is when you enter Pesach. Just like you enter Shabbos and you make Kiddush, so you enter Pesach and you have the mitzvah, Yesh Disko Siyama, Kachudas Haramba. But one has to explain like this. The Gabbai Shabbos Kasiv Zachar Siyama Shabbos Kadsha. It says Kadsha, which is to make it holy, Kiddush Ubavadai Belailos of Shabbos. We know that Kiddush is in the evening, they make Kachin on Shabbos B'chol, because you're not going to be Mekadosh Shabbos on a weekday. When it says you remember coming out of Egypt, it doesn't say to make it holy. That's why you also have a mitzvah to remember the coming out of Egypt every single day of the year. But oh, and further, to Gabbai Shabbos, Yesh Tefarish Kach, with Shabbos, Mishum Hod, Yisum Masechet Shavuos, Zocha v'shoma b'diborechot. It says the principle of Zocha and Shoma, Zocha representing the do mitzvahs and Shoma representing the don't, and the two go hand in hand. Therefore, we say at the time you have the Shemira, you have the Zechira. And so that is why there is this tying up with the Zocha for Shabbos. But for Egypt, what do you have for Sipur Yisias tribe on the 15th? You have the Gadot HaLevincha, the time when you have the Matzah before you, and you have, it talks about the sun, and I'll now skip over this next column. Is it specifically talking about a sun? And then he goes on to say, well, no, because if you don't have a sun, you will say the Haggadah in any case, even if you are a Chochom. If you have wise men sitting together, Oshel Talmidim, Shetzrichim Lasek Mehilchas Pesach Ad Chatzos. They should nevertheless be engaged in Hilchas Pesach until midnight. Hilchas Pesach being a generalized word for telling the story. That's now the Eidos, because we witness the coming out of Egypt. Asks the Chochom, what are the Eidos, the testimonies, Chukim, the statutes, Mishpatim, the judgments? He knows already the mitzvahs. The Chochom already knows what's going on. Because Eidos is mashmait, implying a mitzvah shila Eidos, like the Pesach, because the Pesach and the Matzah and the Marah, they're all called Eidos because they're based on evidence and testimony. The Matzah because they saw that it did not turn into Chometz, and the Marah because they saw that their lives were made bitter. And what he's saying then is that it's not simply if you have a son or you don't have a son, it's not simply if you know or you don't know, even if you are Chochom. And if we go back to the Haggadah, into the Avodim Hayinu, which is the very first paragraph on your first page, halfway along that paragraph it says, Va'afilu kulonu chachomim, even if we are all wise men, kulonu vonim, all understanding, kulonu zakenim, elderly people, kulonu yodim satorah, if we know the whole Torah, mitzvah aleinu v'sapir v'tziyas mitzrayim, it's nevertheless still a mitzvah to say, tell the story of the coming out of Egypt. That is to say then, anybody says, yeah, I know it all. Do you know how many Siddurim I've been to? And unfortunately there are some Jews who might only keep one Seder in the Chutz Lines. Well, and once I was in a barber shop and one says to the other, are you cidering tonight? Oh yeah, I'm cidering tonight. But unfortunately when they're cidering, it's a nice family get together, but telling the story doesn't seem to be part of it. They nibble a bit at the matzah and they nibble a bit at the lettuce or whatever, and that's having a nice cider, and unfortunately because Nach might be inconvenient, they'll start a bit early and then they won't get the mitzvah at all. I was once asked to run a Seder in an old age home, and I was asked to come at 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. And I approached at the time Rabbi Cooper Shlita, and I said, look, you know, these elderly people, they're not going to do any mitzvah in any case, and they're asking me to come at 6 o'clock. What does one do? He said, no way, you don't go. that's it. Because otherwise they will then have the precedent and they'll assume it's okay to have a seder at 6 o'clock in the evening, well before nightfall. What we've said then is that this Chacham knows a lot. Wonderful. But there are some questions which remain about the Chacham. The Chacham, he's not called a Talmud Chacham. What is the difference between a Chacham and a Talmud Chacham? Then there's a further question. Where is the Tzaddik here? We talk about the Chacham, we talk about the Rosha, we talk about the Tom, the Sheina Delish. Where is the Tzaddik? The Tzaddik is the righteous person, the one who has Midas, the one who has virtues. Where is he? Now there are some who say that the Tom is the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik does not go for complicated drushes in order to keep his Yiddishkeit. He's happy to go along with whatever is expected of him. And the Tzaddik says, the Tom says, Mazos, what's this? And you tell him, because of God, Hashem brought us out, okay, fine, I keep the mitzvahs. And the proof to that is that Yaakov Avinu was called an Ish Tom Yoshev Ohalim, a perfect man, Tom from Tzimimus. He was a perfect man who sat in the tent learning Torah. And indeed, Yaakov Avinu actually asked the question, Mazos, when he was tricked after Leah and Rachel were switched to Chuppah. He said, Mazos. So Yaakov Avinu was the Tom who said, Mazos. And we always grew up thinking, well, the Tom is the simple fellow. He's not very intelligent, doesn't know very much. There are some who say that the Tom is the Tzaddik. There is another explanation, and that is the tzaddik doesn't have to ask. The tzaddik isn't asking the questions. The tzaddik is at the seder, but he's not asking. He's accepting everything because of Nasa the Nishma. And then there's the third answer, is that we have here children who are asking questions, and the children aren't yet at that stage of becoming tzaddik. One has to first reach the challenges of life, to become a little bit older before one can deserve being called a tzaddik. But that brings us then to what is the Chacham. The Chacham is very curious and he wants to know Eidos Chukim and Mishpatim. And if we go back to the Maharal, if we look at the last column and we look halfway down where the first word of the line is Mitzrayim, or Mizei Yesh Lilmod. From this we learn, Ahu Talmud Chacham. So he interprets the Chacham as being a Talmud Chacham. Even if he's a Talmud Chacham Gomor, and he knows everything, he still has to tell the story. He says, now the Pasuk which we answer with, it says Mochar, tomorrow. When your son asks you the question, I don't want to go into the different psukim in the Torah and which one applies to whom and whether they're mixed up or not. That's another shia. It would imply that when your son asks, he doesn't know the whole mitzvah. And to him you're giving the answer. You'll tell him about it. The son should ask, the wife should ask, but if he's on his own, he asks himself. Even two great men, they should ask each other the manish tana. But the son is better. We want to publicize the miracles, listen, that's why it says in the Torah of No. But if you don't have a son there, and then as he says a few lines down, then it's not so much publicity. They know it all. Even so, they also tzrichin l'saper tzias mitzrayim. The word used is mochor leimar, when your son asks you tomorrow, what is this idea of mochor? The truth is that when a person keeps the mitzvahs and he wants to ask and understand, we encourage the asking. A person should know what the reasons are, but a person should start practicing the mitzvahs first. Na'aseh v'nishma. Not to ask the questions first and say, well, if I understand, then I'll start keeping them. Because it might take a number of years till one understands what the reasons for the mitzvahs are. So first one starts, and then one keeps the mitzvahs. Now, we asked, what is the difference between a chacham and a talmid chacham? Maral talks about the Talmidei Chachamim, but Chacham is not the same thing as a Talmid Chacham, and we therefore can try a different approach. It does say Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ve'olam. The Talmidei Chachamim increase peace in the world. So you might think, what's going on here? I hear rabbis squabbling with each other. What sort of peace is that? If a machlokas is l'shem shamayim, then it's a healthy machlokas. Differences of opinion, and that they can respect each other. Eilu v'eilu div Elokim chayim. But if it's not l'shem shamayim, and if people are arguing with each other, then maybe they're not talmid chachomim. What's the idea of talmid chachom? Talmid means a pupil. A talmid chachom, a person who is a talmid chachom, is always learning. A person who is a talmid chachom has anova. He has humility, because he knows he's got more to learn. A chacham can be a very clever guy, but maybe his hashkafas might not be so good. Maybe his outlook is not so brilliant. And it can happen in the secular world as well. I think back to my school days, you know. We had the A stream and we had the B stream. And everybody thought that the A stream were the chachamim. And what happened to the A stream when they left school? They were the ones who became the solicitors, the lawyers, the accountants, and the doctors, and chartered surveyors. And what happened to the B stream, who everybody thought were the Nebuchs? The B stream, they're the ones who are employing. They're the ones who are now employing the surveyors and the accountants and the lawyers. They're paying their wages. So sometimes our conception of what the Chacham is isn't quite what we think. I want to turn to something in Pirkei Avos. That's the next page of your handout. This is the third parak of Pirkei Avos, and what I'd like to do is look at the Mishnah Yud Aleph, number 11, which is towards the bottom of the first column. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer said, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, kol she'iras cheta kodemes lechochmaso. Anyone whose yirah, whose fear of God and fear of sin, comes before his chachmah, chachmasa miskayemes, his chachmah will last. V'choch shechachmasa kodemes yiras cheta, ein chachmasa miskayemes. But if his chachmah comes before his yiras chet, then it doesn't last. So, what does that mean? That a person's chachmah isn't necessarily something which can remain intact on its own. A person can be a very clever person. And what this missionary is saying is, if a person hasn't got Yiras Shamayim, or enough Yiras Shamayim, then his Chochmah will collapse. What does that mean? Because when a person has no fear of God and fear of heaven, he might use his sharp intellect to justify things which he is doing which might be wrong. He might say, oh, I can reason with this and I can justify it, and he can use his chokhmah, unfortunately, to go to the extreme of abikosis. That is to say that the great abikosim of our time, Louis Jacobs, do know a lot. They can be called chachomim in the fact that they have lots and lots of knowledge. And it's the misuse of that knowledge which turns them astray. It's the lack of the yiras shamayim and the yiras chet which turns them aside. Says Rav Avadya Yosef in his Haggadah, this is a lesson we're learning about the Chacham. When it says, Ki sholcha bincho mochor leimar, mo ha'idus v'achukim ha'mishpotim asher tziva lakeinu eschem. What does it mean, Ki sholcha bincho mochor leimar? Mochor, as we just said earlier, means tomorrow. First he starts keeping the mitzvahs. First he's got the Yiras Shamayim. Then he can ask the questions, and then you give the answer. There's no problem in asking lots of kashyas, in understanding all the details of the mitzvah and trying to get into the bottom of it. It's not an empty thing, explain it. But there are certain preconditions. When we talk in Yiddishkeit, we don't start with the questions, we start with a statement of Emunah. Ein kelokeinu, there is no one else like God. Ein kadoneinu, and then afterwards we say michelokeinu. In one Reformed temple where they announced over the loudspeaker for people to find a place in their prayer books, they came to Ein kamocha, there is no God like you. And they announced, would members of the congregation please turn to page 149, Ein Kamocha, there is no God. So we start off with the facts, And then afterwards we learn Gemara. When you start learning Gemara, it doesn't start asking questions about Hashem and about Yiddishkeit. Memasai Karen and Shema Baravis. When do we start reading the Shema from? And at that point, you accept, you've got Emunah, you accept Hashem. But the precondition to that is the Yiras Chet. Let's read on to the next Mishnah. Who are your Omer? That's Mishnah 12 on the top of the next page. Kol Shemas of Rubin Mechachmoso, anyone whose deeds are greater than his Chachmo, Chachmoso Miskayomet. His Chachmo will last. Bechol Shechachmosom Rubin Mimasov, and anyone whose Chachmo is greater than his Maisim, Ein Chachmoso Miskayomet. His Chachmo will not last. That is to say, his deeds, not just his Yiraskate, but also what he's actually doing. If what he's doing is less than his Chachmo will not survive. I mean, we come later to the Rosha in the Haggadah. Let's have a look at the Rosha. The Rosha is no fool. He's not a Tom. He's got an intellect. He says, Mo avoda azos lochem. What is this avoda which you have? He's challenging it. Why, what is the Rosha saying? Says Rav Avadya in his Haggadah, the Rosha, he's keeping his belief in God. He says, I'm a believer. You know, when a guy robs the bank, he's praying to God that he doesn't get caught. He's also a believer in God. Is that called Emunah? Emunah is keeping the mitzvahs as well. What does the Rosha say? Look, I believe in God. I'm a good Jew. Well, I'll go to synagogue once a year. Oh, we keep kosher at home, but I eat out. To use this expression of theirs. I don't believe in hurting anybody. Yeah, since it's tefillin, yeah, it's very nice. It's nice when you're young. And my boy, he's gone to bar mitzvah classes, and then he's leaving Kaida to come into the shop. Mo avoda zos lachem means, I believe in Yiddishkeit, but why do I have to do all the ritual? The matzah, and the morah, and the tefillin, and the mezuzah. What do I need it for? Says Rav Avadya, he says, when it talks about gnashing his teeth or knocking out his teeth, we say to the Russian, look, when you eat your food, yeah? Okay, it nourishes you, but you don't really need to eat that food. You can nourish yourself just by vitamin pills. You can simply every day take a capsule with all the vitamins and iron and carbohydrates and calcium that you need, and you will survive. Give up food altogether, will knock out your teeth, you don't have to bite and chew anymore, and you will survive that way. That's what we say to the Russian. Because the way we live our Yiddishkeit is it's impossible really to live just on vitamin pills. We need to eat our food and enjoy that food as well, depending on the menu, but you can't survive just by living a whole life on a vitamin pill. And that food is your Torah and mitzvahs, which you keep day by day constantly, just like the food gives you a nice feeling, so that keeping the mitzvahs gives you that good relationship, that spiritual feeling of your relationship with God. And that's the difference between the Chochem and the Rosh. But let's come back to the Chochem. We had this Mishnah in Pekei Avos, or two Mishnayos, which are really saying this. If a person is such a high intellectual, and let's say he's the top scientist in the world, and he can explain anything there is to explain about mathematics or astronomy or about medicine, that man can be called a chacham. But because his yiras shamayim might not be there, that's why his chachma is not really chachma. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Not only the yiras shamayim, but also his deeds. It says, Kol Shemasav Mirubim Mechachmosav. If the person is not actually get out in the morning, davening the tzibur, laying tefillin, learning Torah b'kavios, if those deeds are not there, then the chachma isn't really chachma at all. So what do we say to the chacham in the Haggadah? Let's now come back to the Haggadah. He wants to know everything. He wants to write a PhD. Mo eidus achukim amishpotim asher tzivah lekeinu eschem. So what do you say to him? Hilchos HaPesach. Listen, mate. Get your priorities right. The first thing you have to do is know your dinim and practice them. Hilchos Pesach. It's very nice trying to go into the Eidos Chukim Mishpatim. Yeah, you have to know what the dinim are. You should understand them. But you can't run before you learn how to walk. Learn the dinim of Pesach. Adim Achdinach HaPesach HaPikomon. Right through. There are a couple of mentions in the Torah, a few mentions in the Torah which we quote relating to Pesach. The God follow Vincha Vayamahu, we say in Parshas Bo, and you shall tell your son on that same saying, Vavuze Elsa Hashem Libetesim in the Troy. And immediately afterwards it says, Vahoyod Achola Os Ayodacha. and then it shall be to you as a sign on your hand. And that's talking about the tefillin. Or the zikaron beinecha, and to remember between your eyes the manti etaras Hashem beficha. So the question is asked, what's one pasuk got to do with the other? Why are they so closely connected? We read this parsha on Pesach on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and that's why many communities where they wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, they have the practice to keep the tefillin on until after the leining, because we're mentioning in the leining not just Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also the mitzvah of tefillin. Why does it say the mitzvah of the gadot of incha, etc., immediately afterwards, voyesol lechol ha'os al yodecha, it should be a sign on your hand, when you wear the tefillin shel yad, over here, it's right next to your heart. When you wear your tefillin shel rosh, it's next to your brain. Your Yiddishkeit is a combination. It's a combination of your intellect, which is in your brain, and it's also of what's in your heart, what you feel, your yiras shomayim. And the two go hand in hand. It's interesting to note that the shel rosh has divisions in four parts. The shel yad has no division, it's all one. You know, we Jews, we can argue a bit with each other. We might have different approaches. Some of us might believe in Satma, some might be Lubavitch, some might be this, some might be that. But at the end of the day, although we're different when it comes to what we think, when it comes to the actual doing, there are no divisions on your tefillin shel yad. We all do the same thing. We all keep the same Shabbos and the same Rosh Chodesh and the same Pesach, etc. We are unified. The lesson which is being taught to us, or to the Chochom, is that when we are teaching in the Egadot Olavincha, and this is the mitzvah of Pesach, Kehilchos HaPesach, he's got to know that it's not only the intellect, the Chochom, which is playing his role. It's also the Talmid Chochom, the Yiras Chet, and the Maisim. That's why the Pasuk of comes immediately after the Gadot Olavincha. There is another pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, which we also learn on Pesach. It says, "Chag Hamatzos Tishva, you shall keep." I haven't given you a handout on this. You shall keep Chag Hamatzos Shivas Yomim Tovim Matzos. The immediately preceding pasuk to that is Elohei Maaseicha Lo Saselach. You may not make idols. Idolatry. What is the connection between idolatry and matzos? Surely one's got nothing to do with the other. Okay, the traditional answer is that a person who eats chometz is like an idolater. A person who eats chometz on Pesach is like worshipping other idols, other gods. So by eating matzah, you believe in Hashem, you're accepting his mitzvahs. There's another interesting explanation, which I heard from my father. I asked him last night where he got it from. He couldn't remember. He said he heard it years ago. Why is the connection there between Elohei Maaseicha Lo Saselach and Matzah? He says, when people bake matzah, they get very carried away emotionally with what they're doing. They're very eager to make sure that the timing is right and the dough is kneaded correctly and that there's no dry flour left. And people get very emotional and worked up. And before Pesach, unfortunately, with all the spring cleaning and pressures which some people, especially the housewives, feel, emotions can get a bit aroused and family arguments might start. And what's it all about? For Pesach, for serving Hashem. And people start yelling at each other and people start losing their temper with each other. People get angry. And Chazal say that a person who gets angry, a person who loses his temper, is ke'ilu oved avodah zorah. One who gets angry is as if he's worshipping other gods. One should try never to get angry and to lose a temper. And here it's saying, Elohim Maasecholo Saseloch, you may not make other idols. This is alluding to the idea of losing one's temper. And when you make your matzahs, don't lose your temper, keep your cool. There is a lot of pressure. They haven't delivered the flour yet, we've got to get out of here at this timing and 18 minutes and so on. People get worked up and so emotional, they start swearing at each other. That's not the way of Yiddishkeit. That's the warning which we have here. The story is told of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. He was not well in bed, and so he couldn't involve himself in the baking of the matzahs for Pesach. So his Talmidim came and said, Rebbe, what shall we really be careful about when we bake the matzah? What chumras are the most important ones for us to keep? Is it the way we do the timing, and the way we clean things out, and the way we knead the dough, or the way we bring it into the oven, and how long we knead it in the oven? What is the biggest chumra we should be careful of? He said, my dear Talmidim, the most important thing you have to be careful about when you bake the matzahs is to know that the woman who is bringing you your water from the well is a widow. And she's walking up the hill carrying the water. Make sure you're nice to her. Don't be rude to her in any way. Make sure you show her appreciation for what she is doing. That was the lesson of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The lesson to learn then is that the Chacham has to make sure he is not devoid of feeling. The Chacham, who is so intellectual, wanting to know more Eidos Vachukim Vamishpotim, he's wonderful, he steigs in his learning, as they say in the yeshivas. But is he being careful in that same yeshiva when he's helping himself to the soup? Is he sifting out all the liquid when he helps himself from the big bowl to make sure he gets as much of the solids as possible, thereby depriving the other bocherim from having a nice plate of soup? The Haggadah is giving Musa not only to the Rosha and to the Tom, the Shein and Elisha, it's giving Musa to the Chacham as well. It's saying, look, Kehilchos HaPesach. What does it mean, Kehilchos HaPesach? And then it says, Ein Machthirin Achar Pesach Afikomon. What is the message of Ein Machthirin Achar Pesach Afikomon? It's saying that the taste in your mouth should remain from the Afikomon. That for the rest of the night, you're not going to have anything else to eat, which will deprive you of that taste. The Poskim say you can drink water, some Poskim say you can have a cup of tea. Others say, no, you can't have this, you can't. The idea is that the taste remains from the Afikomon right through the night till Amud HaShachar in the morning. What is the moral message of this? The taste is the feeling. The taste is the feeling of your Yiddishkeit. It's not simply the doing of the mitzvah. Right, we've done it, okay, we're finished. It's not a question of saying, right, we've davened, time to go. Have we done it in such a way that Hashem is going to accept our prayers? Have we presented it with the feeling and the emotion and the iras chet and with the maisim? This is the moral message which we're giving to the Chacham. And you know, many people, of course, we're in the Heimische community, we don't regard ourselves as Rishoyim, and maybe as Tom, or most of us, hopefully. We don't regard ourselves as Shein Ed Elisha. We've been to wonderful schools like Hasmonean. We don't think that people who come out of such schools would come into any of these three categories listed in the Haggadah. I'm not suggesting that we'll all put ourselves then in the first category, but let's be honest about it. People, they learn Daf Yomi, they learn Gemara, they learn Poskim. Why shouldn't they be called Chachom? But these people who are considered as Chachomim have to know this, that there is something to consider with feeling for other people, that the Chochmah will not last without the Yiras Chet, the Chochmah will not last without the Maisim. So we say to the Chochmah, why do you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim? Don't say that you know it all already. When you fulfill that mitzvah of telling the story, just like we told the story with Esther, by telling the story, that will give you your feeling of pride, of belonging to the Jewish people. That will give you your feeling of understanding Hashem and His miracles, and that will give you the adlova, the humility, which you deserve to achieve just like everybody else. That is why, even though we're chachomim, we still have a mitzvah to tell the story. You don't know it all, because even if you think you know it all, your maisim and your yiras chet is not sufficient, and will only be achieved more, as we learned from those mishnayos of Pekin on us. One last point about this chacham. I'm not now really addressing people who are in yeshiva at the moment. Maybe there, yes, there is one. There's somebody here in yeshiva at the moment. Yeshiva brachim enjoy pilpul. They like getting carried away with what can be called, as a euphemism, the depth of learning or the understanding of learning. And they will want to learn Rashi and Tosfos and Rishonim and Acharonim and delve in a pilpul without end. And it's very tempting. But unfortunately, there are many among the yeshivas, and maybe outside the yeshivas as well, who are so well learned in the Gemara, but when there's suddenly a fire breaking out on Shabbos, they don't know what to do. And they reach out for the Mishnah Berurah on the shelf, and they look up to see what should they be doing while the fire is raging around them. Chassidus Shel Shtus, this is called by the Chofetz Chaim. They don't know what the halacha is. The first thing they have to know are what the dinim are. So when the Chacham says in the Haggadah, "More Eidos V'Achukim V'Mishpatim Asher Tzivah L'Kein Hashem," he wants to know all the guts of pilpuls, and he wants a drosha, and he'll go from one Shabbos Haggadah drosha to another when he's back in London. So he'll go from North Hendon to Hendon Hadassah to Dinah and try every shul. He can hear all the droshas. But does he know his dinim? Because the first thing to know is the Hilchos HaPesach. So we say to the Chochom in Agoda, hold on, we give him a rebuke. What's Ka Hilchos HaPesach? Because it's too much for him to take all the halachos in one go. Ka Hilchos HaPesach, give him at least a taste of what the dinim are, that he should learn the basics. And when he learns the basics, then he will get his priorities right. And then he'll be deserving to be called not just a Chochom, but also a Talmid Chochom. And I'd like to end off with just one little note from elsewhere in the Haggadah to relate to the current day. The Hishe Omda, on your first page, on the second column, halfway down, Hishe Omda Lavushseinu Velonu. And unfortunately, Shebechol Dorodar Omdim Aleinu Lechaloseinu, they want to wipe out the Jewish people. And the same is happening nowadays in the year Tovshin Samach Beis. Ba'kodesh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom, and Hashem saves us from their hands. The question is asked, what is this word Miyodom? From their hands. Why can't it just say Ba'kodesh Baruch Hu Matzileinu, and Ha'kodesh Baruch Hu will save us? What does it mean Miyodom? I once heard from Rabbi Yonah Balkin Zichrono Livracha in Manchester a very nice pshat. When God finally brings the victory for the Jewish people against their enemies, the victory comes about as a result of the actions of the enemy. What does that mean? When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he was brought up inside Pharaoh's palace. Pharaoh was actually nurturing the savior of the Jewish people. That was part of the divine plan. It is the wicked enemy who brings about his own downfall by his own actions. Haman HaRasha, what did he do? He built a gallows for Mordechai. Those very gallows which he built for Mordechai were his downfall, and he was hung on them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom. As a result of their hands, Hashem saves us. And it's Hashem, in the same way that it happened in past generations, so too in our very own generation. Trouble that we have in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should speedily in our days, Matzileinu Miyodom, save us from them, but also, even not only from them, but as a result of their own actions, they will have their downfall. I wish you all a kosher Pesach. Yeshiva brachim enjoy pilpul. They like getting carried away with what can be called, as a euphemism, the depth of learning, or the understanding of learning. And they will want to learn Rashi and Tosfos and Rishonim and Acharonim and delve in a pilpul without end. And it's very tempting. But unfortunately, there are many among the yeshivas, and maybe outside the yeshivas as well, who are so well learned in the Gemara, but when there's suddenly a fire breaking out on Shabbos, they don't know what to do. And they reach out for the Mishnah Berurah on the shelf, and they look up to see what should they be doing while the fire is raging around them. Chassidus Shel Shtus, this is called by the Chofetz Chaim. They don't know what the halacha is. The first thing they have to know are what the dinim are. So when the Chacham says, and the Haggadah, Moa, Eidus, Vachukim, Amishpotim, Ashetzim, Alekein, Ashetzim, he wants to know all the guts of Piltuls, and he wants a drosha, and he'll go from one Shabbos Hagol drosha to another when he's back in London. So he'll go from North End to Hedder Abdas to the Dinah and try every shul, he can hear all the droshas. But does he know his dinim? Because the first thing to know is the Hilchos HaPesach. So we say to the Chacham in the Haggadah, hold on, we give him a rebuke. Hilchos HaPesach. What's Kahil Chosah Pesach? Because it's too much for him to take all the halachos in one go. Kahil Chosah Pesach, give him at least a taste of what the dinim are, that he should learn the basics. And when he learns the basics, then he will get his priorities right. And then he'll be deserving to be called not just the Chacham, but also a Talmid Chacham. And I'd like to end off with just one little note from elsewhere in the Haggadah to relate to the current day. The Hishe Omda, on your first page. On the second column, halfway down, he should under love of Seinu Velonu. And unfortunately, Shebachol Darodar Odim Aleinu Lechalo Seinu, they want to wipe out the Jewish people. And the same is happening nowadays in the year Tovshin Samach Beis. Ba'akodosh Baruch Hu Matzineinu Miyodom, and Hashem saves us from their hands. The question is asked, what is this word Miyodom? From their hands. Why can't it just say, Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us? What does it mean, Miyodom? I once heard from Rabbi Yonah Balkin Zichrono Livracha in Manchester a very nice pshat. When God finally brings the victory for the Jewish people against their enemies, he does it in such a cunning, interesting way that the victory comes about as a result of the actions of the enemy. What does that mean? When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he was brought up inside Pharaoh's palace. Pharaoh was actually maturing the saviour of the Jewish people. That was part of the divine plan. It is the wicked enemy who brings about his own downfall by his own actions. Haman HaRasha, what did he do? He built a gallows for Mordechai. Those very gallows which he built for Mordechai were his downfall, and he was hung on them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom. As a result of their hands, Hashem saves us. And it's Hashem, in the same way that it happened in past generations, so too in our very own generation. The trouble that we have in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should certainly in our days, Matzileinu Miyodom. Save us from them, but also, even not only from them, but as a result of their own actions, they will have their downfall. I wish you all a kosher Pesach.